Ortiz Antelo. Oscar Ortiz is the head of the Senate on the Troubled Republic of Bolivia, and they schedule a key vote in the Senate to authorize a referendum to constitutionalize the authoritarian rule of Evo Morales. Would be almost like guaranteeing a dictatorship with a constitution. So he sent his deep regrets. And just to know, we were trying to have President Quiroga 10 days ago at the 25th anniversary of the National Center for Policy Analysis. And in part, thanks to our friends who are trying to block the entrance of Cubans and Venezuelans to Santa Cruz that are preparing the final takeover of Bolivia, civil society has been trying to control the airports and the entrance to Santa Cruz. And American Airlines canceled the whole flights for an entire week. We were able to hook President Quiroga by phone. But you know, it's a great privilege for me to work with these heroes all around the world. Oscar met me when he was 21 years old. Great Austrian economist, great Christian. Today he's 38 years old. Attended so many of our events and head of the Senate, you know, in the most troubled country of Latin America. There is hope. A few remarks, opening remarks. We are speaking about Latin America and in very general terms. I think I'm the only economist as chairman. I have three other experts in different sciences. So I will make a very short remark on economics, but also about the general region of Latin America. Latin America is very, very diverse. And you can see also by my, I was born in Argentina and lived 30 years there and 24 here. But you know the definition of an Argentine? We are really Italians who speak Spanish. We dress like French, but we really try to be British. We love to be British. Yeah. But that's Argentina. I first began studying these topics when I began reading the first writings in Latin America by Westerners, and were the Dominican priest in La Española, the island that is shared today by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And the first writings on economics were asking for free trade, saying, how come Seville tries to rule how we are going to do free trade with the neighboring islands? Those were the first writings. But then I passed to reading analysis of Indian stories, so because the narratives that the priests were making about the Indians that they were encountering, very similar to what we heard in the first session. And there I learned there were like more than 200 tribes in Latin America, all very different, all affecting culture very differently. And when I was telling the story early this year in Oaxaca, they started laughing at me. 200 different tribes and ethnic groups? We have 200 in Oaxaca alone in Mexico. So we are very diverse. The second point I want to make, it's a question, would we be having this discussion one century ago? No. I have a wonderful correction, perhaps Philadelphia Society, because that doesn't care about the timeliness of a political topic. You know, you have been ahead. You care more about ideas. But a century ago, I have a whole collection of all the great Europeans, the great historians. Latin America was the land of opportunity. From all over the world, they were coming to our countries. And when Latin America was doing the right thing, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Cuba, were growing even faster than European countries, and Argentina even faster than the United States. Let me read you one of my favorite historians, James Bryce, writing in 1912. The future of the temperate South is more certain for all the material conditions that make for prosperity in North America and Australia are present there also. These countries will be the home of rich and populous nations, and possibly of great nations. The most interesting of all the questions which a journey in South America suggests are those which concern the growth of these young nations. What type of manhood will they develop? What place in the world will they ultimately hold? The book is called Their Future is in Their Own Hands. It was one astute historian, James Bryce. What happened? Well, I remember at Heritage Foundation, when Norm Coleman became head of the Senate, they had a meeting for all Latin Americanists, and any of you were present, and Norm Coleman started a session with 30 people and said, don't you think that Latin America needs more Rousseau and more Kant and less Aquinas. Word of honor. This is the Republican leader in charge of Latin America. And I put the problems of Latin America in exactly the opposite. The combination of tremendously divided societies, tremendous divisions in all sort of language, wealth, cultures, with Rousseauian democracy. Our people will speak, our speakers, I imagine, will address that. That's a recipe for populism. Finally, economics. This is not going to be addressed, but it's very short. There's an enormous crisis that we are facing today. When was the last cycle that turned Latin America from liberalization to authoritarianism? 1997, the big collapse of Russia. 70% of the governments in 1997 were center-right. 30% were center-left, or 29, one communist. What happened today? 20% are center-right. 55 center-left, and 25% radical left. Capital flows in 97 went down from 100 billion to 9 billion in 2002. 100 billion to 9 billion. Growth, economic growth from 90 to 97 was 4.2. In the period from 97 to 2002, the average growth was 0.5. Investment growth, this is the finish with this, 7.2 from 1990 to 97. From 97 to 2002, minus 4.7. Who knows, this enormous crisis we are facing today, with all the investments that some of us have done in the world of ideas in Latin America, especially in Guatemala, perhaps we are facing another turning point. But to answer that in their own way, I will ask Paul Bonicelli, who will be graciously, he was here, he's an outstanding professor, was teacher in Patrick Henry College and at Grove City College. From there, they called me saying, you have a great expert from Latin America going to Washington. He was advising the Congress, the State Department, and then became Assistant Administration for Latin America of USAID, overseeing all the programs in the region. Thank you, Paul Bonicelli, for starting the panel today.